got Jessica out of Kissimmee. It says, "Dear Freak Show, I listen to you guys every morning, play Beat the Freaks every morning, still can't get through to win the big money, but I have to make a confession. My boyfriend and I broke up right before New Year's. I dumped him, nothing dramatic. I just didn't feel like we were compatible. We had been together for over a year, and so far, he has sent me flowers twice. He sent me chocolates. He sent me cookies, and he sent my favorite muffins to our office. Wow. So obviously, he is campaigning to get me back. I know it broke his heart when I broke it off. Here's the thing. My friends say I should give him another try. I always feel that when you move on, you move on, and you don't circle back. But everybody's telling me that I should, and I feel torn. He's a great guy. Clearly, I meant a lot to him. Do I give him another shot, or do I stick with my guns that tell me that we aren't compatible and just move forward?" How many times can you back and forth with somebody?
So many.
Like, because you, that's your mind. Like, your heart tells you no, and your mind be like, "But wait a minute."
Yeah, but he bought muffins. That's kind of going above and beyond. The flowers, the chocolate stout.
You send baked goods, damn it.
You know what? That's kind of like, you know, going a little bit out of, he knew that she liked it. He's trying. I think give him another shot.
One more?
Yeah. You know, the first time I asked my girl to be my girlfriend, she said no. So, and it, you know.
She said no?
She did, bro. She said no. She kind of said, like, "Hold on, let me think about it."
Damn, okay. She put you on pause.
Yeah, so it's your history.
Sometimes maybe you just, maybe. Sometimes you don't know off rip. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, okay, so this is a relationship because you can't keep, I know a lot of people who break up and get back together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know a lot of people who do it.
Constantly.
And it feels like it should be a cap on that. Like, you know, like at a certain point, like, damn it, we ain't breaking up and getting back together no more. So does this dude deserve a shot because he's putting out there, or does she need to be clear and listen to herself? Because she said at the beginning, we're not really compatible. So now I'm just going to stay with you because you're sending me nice stuff.
Yeah, but sometimes you grow. Feelings, you know, improve on somebody.
We've all been there. I know, we've all been there,
That's
works.
Not true.
Right.
Sometimes
take the Band-Aid off slower. That's all. Yeah.
Somebody is driving their back and forth car right now. So sometimes
my back and
works.
Forth got me taking him breakfast this morning. That's what that is. All right, we got calls, 888-429-0941. Let's see here. Annie is on the phone. Hey, Annie, how you doing?
Good, how are y'all?
Pretty good. What advice would you give?
I give her just make a pros and cons list, because there's obviously a reason why she broke up with him. And just because he's kind of like sending all this stuff doesn't really, you know, that's a good sign. He's a good man, whatever, he cares. But also, is it going too far at some point? She can get tired of it if she just wants to play the field and be single.
So make the pros and cons. That don't sound sexy.
It's not sexy.
If you got to make a pros and cons list about a man, that ain't the man.
I thought it was a great idea.
That's not the man, ain't it? I mean, that's not the passion level.
Too logical when you're talking about love.
What's wrong with a little logic?
I mean, just try to narrow it down and see if he's worth giving another shot, because there's obviously a reason, you know?
I hear you.
Don't go back from a muffin, you know?
Yeah. I mean, now listen, a muffin is a good, like, that's a good bribe right there.
That's great. Okay, I'll give him
five. And she said for the office.
Right.
That wasn't just a muffin that came to her. That was a lot of muffins.
Now everybody loves you.
Everybody loves you.
They replying to your emails expeditiously. Yeah. Like,
Thanks, Annie. Let's see. Allie is on the phone. Hey, Allie, how you doing?
Hey, Annie just made me rethink my answer.
Oh, yeah.
But I deny the person I've been with for 8 years. Like, the first three times he's asked me out, and now we have two beautiful girls. It just takes some time if you want something real, you know?
Wait, and you said no three times?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Like, I mean, what changed? What made you say, just it was persistence, or did he get better?
I was 15, so I was just like, okay, you're pursuing me that much, like you're trying that hard, I guess I'll give you a chance.
But, damn, so just keep asking, huh? All right. Yeah. I'll bump into Halle Berry. I'll be like, Halle, come on. I got to ask you three more times.
Police will
all right,
show
up. Halle, yeah, for real. Thanks, girl. Let's see here. Lisa's on the phone. Hey, Lisa, how you doing?
Hi. Okay, so I'm good. But the same thing happened to me. Like, me and my... Well, at the time, boyfriend, we were together, and we were together for almost a year. And then we broke up, and we were broken up for several months, and then but we were so toxic. We hated each other. We were so mean.
Wait, you hated each other?
We did. We were like fighting every day, like really bad, and like all of our friends hated each other, like hated us together, but they loved us. So I mean, there was like a lot going on between me and him because I was so dang mean. And then when finally we broke up, we stopped talking to each other. Like, we were like just like bored, I guess. I don't know. We live in a small town, so I mean, I guess it makes sense. But then we started talking again, and then he kept asking me back out, and we got back together, and we had been together for 9 years.
Wow.
Got married.
Y'all still fighting?
What? Y'all got married? What?
Yeah, we have a 5-year-old.
Oh, man. Everybody hated y'all together. Y'all finally got broke up, and the streets was having parades because y'all wasn't dealing with each other.
It seemed like it, yes. But then, like, I mean, all of our friends, like, we have a really tight-knit friend group. So we're all still friends, too. And
do you guys still fight a lot?
Yeah. Do y'all still get, like,
we don't.
Really?
No. Yeah, we don't. Because I guess, you know, and I know it sounds like cheesy, like you don't ever want to change for anybody. But, like, we changed for, like, ourselves. Like, we, like, got rid of our toxic traits just so we could be together.
That's cool. That's I like up. That. I yeah. like. Okay, so that is a possibility. So circling back ain't necessarily a bad thing.
Right, because if you really care about them, like, you'll do what it takes to be with them.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you, like I said, I was so dang mean, but I'm not anymore.
Well, I'm glad you ain't dang.
I'm still a little mean, but.
Glad you're not dang mean no more, Lisa. I got to tell you. All right, sweetie, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. See, all right. Well,
so give Muffin Man another chance.
Give Muffin Man. Muffin
One more time.
Yes, give him another shot.
How many more muffins?
Give him another shot. I mean, yeah.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
Yeah, listen, can we keep the muffins on the retainer? That's all I'm asking.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.